The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 187, Convergence.
Jameson, I don't have a clear shot.
I do. Got him.
Oh, good shot. Did you put him down or just stun him?
I just stunned him. I wasn't about to give him the pleasure of making him a hero. I'm going to drag him to the back and park the van. Do you think anyone heard his gunshot?
I hope not. If anyone comes by, I'll show my badge and tell him that I was parked here waiting for my captain and heard it. Fortunately, it was just a vehicle backfire.
Sounds good. I'm going to park over here and stay with him.
All right. I'm going to the park and then contact Captain Richards. Garrett for Captain Richards.
Go ahead.
Hank had a weapon and opened fire on us. Jameson stunned him before he could get a third shot off. Nobody got hurt. Do you still have an open channel to the campus police?
Yes. I'll monitor and see if anyone heard that and call them.
Just tell them that I'm outside the plant waiting for you and I saw a vehicle backfire a couple of times.
Good. That should work. Is Jameson securing Hank?
Yes, he parked a vehicle and we'll stay with him. Do you need any help in there?
We've got it covered. I'll contact you after the last group is sent off to Baltimore. You can then bring Hank in and the Baltimore group can take him back to St. Martin.
It sounds like a plan. I'll await your call.
I couldn't believe that this case was finally coming to an end. The public will never know how close we all came to economic chaos had Von Longer's plan worked. Kelly and I got the whole Queen's crew back to Houston and got them loaded onto the second deep space dip to Baltimore. The only one left was a very unhappy Hank. It took about a half hour to get the last of them loaded and out of here. It was nice to join up with Simon and Jameson once again.
Well, Kate, another one in the books and a win for our side.
I had no idea that following Hank and Louie to that restaurant and boat ramp that day would lead us here.
It certainly has been an interesting journey since then. The only thing left is for us all to head back to St. Martin with Hank.
Is he awake yet?
I'm not sure. Oh, wait. Here comes Jameson. Perhaps he can tell us.
Tell you what?
To tell us if Hank ever woke up. Nelson ended up doing the same thing to Louis.
Yeah, and he wasn't very happy to find out that he was still alive. These Hongans have a strange way of looking at life.
Yes, much like the Sontarans. Now there's a strange lot for you.
I haven't met one yet, but as we say here on good old Earth, it takes all kinds.
Well, this is all very new to me. I'm anxious to meet all kinds. Speaking of which, where is Sam?
Until we transport Hank, we're keeping him out of sight. Sam has a reputation to keep.
Then how will we all get back to Baltimore with Hank?
You and Kelly will accompany Sam and Lenora back to St. Martin. Jameson and I will leave soon with Hank. We'll just need to keep Hank out of sight before you arrive. I'm sure Mr. Pearman will have a place for him. I'll see you all back at Baltimore. I'm going to check with Lenora the status of the stiff units.
Okay, see you soon. Hey, Kate, remember that puzzle where there are three missionaries, three cannibals, and you have to cross the river and the cannibals can't outnumber the missionaries and the boat only holds two people?
Yeah, I can see where this is a little like that. I think we have to figure it out, though. Ah, here comes Tracy.
Yeah, she looks a little like us. Relieved.
There they are. The dynamic duo from Baltimore.
If you don't mind, we'd rather be associated with the Eastern Shore.
You know, that part always sounds confusing. I mean, you're on the East Coast, so naturally it would be the Eastern Shore. I forget, your reference point is the Chesapeake Bay.
Believe me, where we're from, it's considered a different state.
Well, I bet you'll be happy to get back home no matter what you call it. What about you, Jameson? Are you looking forward to getting back home?
This has been my first field assignment. I've rather enjoyed the change of scenery and food choices. I just hope I don't get stuck behind the desk pushing a pencil.
I couldn't agree with you more. This was my first field assignment too, you know. So, I guess it all depends upon this one's recommendation.
Me?
Believe me, Kelly, I understand. Everything for me depends on how Agent Simon evaluates my performance.
Kelly, you don't have to worry about me. Jocko is submitting your evaluation, and I can tell you he was quite impressed with your performance. As for you, Jameson, I know Agent Simon seems rather hard-nosed, but he has mentioned to me before that he thinks you'll make a fine field agent someday.
I suppose that's encouraging.
Of course it is. Now, if you'll excuse me, Scarlett and Gregory are escorting the final group to the next deep space tip. Once they are gone, I'll have Detective Garrett bring in Hank.
Well, I suppose it's a good thing Louie and Hank are being transported separately to Baldabar.
Yeah, they'll probably try to kill each other on the way back.
Probably not, because that would mean that one of them succeeded in becoming a hero and the other didn't, since suicide is a bigger disgrace than not dying in battle.
You know, that doesn't make any sense.
What can I say? They're Hongans.
Welcome aboard the BSS, Captain Nate.
Commander, good to see you again.
Will the rest of the crew be joining us?
Just us for now. Pleasure to see you again. Lieutenant Andrews, likewise.
Jaffra? Captain Nate? So what was all that commotion on the other side of the portal?
We were attacked and fired upon by an old Rage fighter.
It was an old F-59 fighter, so we can't confirm it was Rage who attacked us.
I notified headquarters after we got your initial call. A bat has been dispatched to track it down.
It's probably long gone by now, but it's worth a look-see.
The bat that was dispatched, is that the one we'll be using?
No, that one has a full squad with it. Yours is en route with just a pilot and a co-pilot. They're expecting 2 prisoners and 3 more.
Barnes needs to return to debrief the controller. Captain Tam was hoping to get to the surface to check on the progress of her ship's overhaul.
It's only been a few days. We can set up a video call to the contractor if that would help.
I think that will be sufficient. We need a quick turnaround to pursue Wi-Fi and Bella. I still have an open bounty on Wi-Fi. I'm going to see if the controller will add Bella to my warrant.
So Bella turned out to be exactly what you thought?
Yes, looking out for herself and herself only. But she served a purpose. We were able to capture the doctor and his nurse.
Only because she didn't want them around. Once they were out of the way, she turned on us.
I'm sure a freighter won't be that hard to find. I imagine its captain is anxious to resume the chase.
Resume? He never wanted to leave.
I thought for a minute he was going to commandeer my ship and go after her.
The bat to transport you two and Barnes is due to arrive shortly. Once you've cleared medical, we'll get you on your way.
Nate to Barnes.
Go for Barnes.
Have you completed the medical scan and decontamination process?
That's affirmative. I'm ready to go.
Sounds good. We'll be there shortly.
Let's go on down to sickbay and get this over with. The sooner we get to the surface, the sooner we can resume our chase.
Right behind you.
Stand by for portal lockdown. Portal locked. Cleared for egress.
Roger. Cleared for egress.
Ah, so this is what you meant when you said Baltimore.
So, did you have a pleasant trip, Agent Nelson?
With him aboard? Luckily it was a short hop.
Hey, you could have dropped me off at Philly. Even though the Eagles aren't playing, I have friends there, and they make pretty darn good cheesesteaks.
I'm afraid your next stop is Boldabar Prison. Now, of course, we could make other arrangements.
Other arrangements? Oh, wait, you're talking about the deal a detective offered me. A new life as a Hungan hero.
I'm sure Rage has other plans in the pipeline to tamper with our infrastructure. Provide us with useful information, and we can make those arrangements.
Useful, huh? How about this? If someone calls you to extend the warranty on your car, hang up. It's a scam.
You're laughing now, Louis, but you'll be singing a different tune in Baltimore Prison.
Unless you take us up on our offer.
Yeah, I got your offer right here, pal. Take these cuffs off and I'll give it to you.
Work on that tough guy persona, Louis. You're gonna need it in prison.
Especially if inmates find out that you're a disgraced Hungan.
Then we'll see how long your funny act lasts.
You two can flap your jaws all day. Inmates don't mess with Hungans, so I'm not worried. Besides, all you have on me is gathering a bunch of computer experts together. You're the one saying we were planning to destroy your infrastructure.
We have recordings of you planning the whole thing.
Really? Things like your nephew's looking for a job? Will you meet your party at the airport? Things like that?
Did you really think that speaking in code would protect you? We have enough evidence to convict, so I think you should seriously consider our offer.
Like I said, take off these cuffs and I'll give you my answer.
Wait a minute. You don't want to take the offer because you know that Hank would know the truth and rat you out.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
He wouldn't have to know. You arrived here and managed to escape, but were shot in the process.
You tell us what we need to know, and you can take a trip to another planet with a new identity.
Tell you what, I like the escape part. I'll even take the getting shot part, but I'll tell you what you can do with the rest.
We'll take that as a no. If you have a change of heart, let us know. In the meantime, take him to our holding cell. We'll keep him there until Hank arrives.
All right, come on, Louie. I've got a nice padded room with your name on it.
Does it have room service? Because I'm famished. I haven't eaten for like 3 hours.
This is Captain Richards.
Pierman here. I just wanted to let you know that Louie is here and is being secured as we speak. How are things going there?
The last group just departed for Boldabar. Agent Simon is on his way back from the departing pad. Both of us are going to interview Hank before everyone departs for St. Martin.
We talked with Louis about the option we discussed.
Let me guess. He rejected it.
More like threw it back in our face. If he's the weaker of the two, I don't hold out much hope for Hank. We have Louis in a holding cell right now.
Good. We'll interrogate Hank first and then send him to you with Agent Simon and Junior Analyst Jameson. Agent Hawk, Proby Merritt, Lenora, and Sam will follow.
Excellent. I will be sure to send headquarters a recommendation for you and Detective Garrett, along with Detective Jocko. I will look to you and Detective Jocko to write any letters of recommendation for each of your crews.
You can count on that, sir. I will call you when we're ready to transport Hank.
Thank you. We'll be ready.
So, what's the plan from here on?
The IDF has sent a bat to check out the F-59 that attacked us. A different bat is on the way to pick myself, Captain Nate, and Agent Barnes up. The rest of you will remain here until we return.
Well, I hope you won't be too long. The longer we sit here, the farther away me ship will be.
Don't worry. She can't go anywhere without a crew. And I doubt any of your old crew would join her.
Even if they did, without the captain or myself, they'd be short-handed. They could manage to get around, but any interstellar trips would be far too dangerous.
When can we expect the bat?
Georgia, do you have any information on our transport to Boldabar?
The BSS Robo-4 has provided me with that information. I will alert you when docking is near.
Well, isn't that sweet? They're sharing information.
Before you know it, Georgia, you'll have a bunch of handheld calculators running around.
There is no need for handheld calculators. If you are anywhere on this ship, I can make any calculation you need.
Should we explain?
Nah, ruins the joke if you have to explain it.
So, Jaffra, do you think there will be a chance for me to go to the surface and check on the progress of my ship's upgrades?
I talked it over with Commander Sims. It's only been a few days. They may still be awaiting parts to start. He said that he could set up a conference call with the contractors so you could have a face-to-face meeting with them.
I suppose that'll have to do.
Hey. Don't complain. At least you have a ship. My ship could be scattered on some mountainside.
Me ship, me ship, me ship. Is your ship all you ever think about?
What was that?
I'm tired of hearing about his ship.
Oh, yeah, I thought that's what you said.
Well, you're gonna hear about me ship until I get it back.
I missed that. He has a problem?
Nice ship. Skipper is lost without the Canberra. Come on, Skipper. Let's go do some karaoke. That'll cheer you up.
Never mind. Stay and talk about your ship. Please.
Now look at what you've done.
The surface transport is approaching. Docking will commence in 5 standard minutes.
Thank you, Georgia. Prepare the docking bay for opening.
Depressurizing.
All right, gentlemen. Let's suit up for transport. Captain Tam, you have the con if needed.
I've got you covered, Captain Nate.
I'm on to you guys. You're leaving early, so you don't have to listen to those two sing.
Sing? Is that what you call it? You have a very loose definition of singing.
There are other words to describe what they're doing. I'm being polite.
We'll try and get our business done as quickly as possible so that we can get back and, pardon me, Gabby, find Joe Mack's ship.
I can't wait.
Well, Detective Garrett, it sounded like you had a little action out there.
I didn't expect Hank to be packing.
Packing?
Carrying a weapon. He opened fire on us immediately. He may have recognized me. I was in the office when Captain Richards brought him in for questioning concerning an arson case.
He didn't hesitate. As soon as you pulled in front of him and got out, he opened fire.
Did you take him down?
Yeah, I hit him with a mid-level stun. He was not happy when he woke up, I can tell you that.
Well, of course. He's a Hungan. He's meant to die in battle.
If it were up to me, after getting shot at by him, I would have granted him his wish.
Here he comes now. He really doesn't look too happy. Who's taking him back?
Agent Simon and I have the honors.
I understand that the decision's been made to send them to Baldabar together, unaccompanied.
Yeah, nobody wanted to spend 30 hours alone with them. And given their Hungans, they won't kill each other because the dead one would be the hero.
Maybe they could take each other out simultaneously.
That would have solved everyone's problem.
The first step to Baldabar is ready whenever you are.
Thank you, Lenora. We'll be boarding shortly. Jameson, do you have all your belongings ready?
Yes, sir. Everything is already on the step.
Very good.
So, Hank, no hard feelings about getting shot?
I'm afraid he's not talking right now. Ah, here comes Captain Richards with Scarlet. Captain Richards, I see you have Scarlet in custody.
I want Hank to see this. You're still not talking? Well, I guess not. Scarlet Jernigan, you are under arrest for terrorist activities. I've already read you your rights. Do you have anything to say before I take you in?
My country turned its back on me. I asked for help and got nothing. Hank offered me an opportunity to gain back much of what I lost.
Well, thanks to him, you've lost everything. Garrett Booker.
Let's go.
You'll pay for this. All of you will pay.
Jameson, secure the prisoner in the stick.
With pleasure. Come on, you.
Mr. Gregory, it was a pleasure.
I'm glad we could facilitate the operation. It was a pleasure working with all of you.
Captain Richards, I appreciate your hospitality and assistance from the Houston Police Department.
Why, thank you, Tony. I hope we meet again, perhaps under better circumstances. I'd like to show you and Jameson the real Houston, not just the fast food places in the industrial Northwest.
I think Sam hit just about every one of them. Speaking of which, Hank is in the stick now. I suppose we can summon him.
Sam, all clear.
I'm on my way.
Garrett, did you copy that?
Scarlet and I are headed back.
Dispatch told me that the second stip to St. Martin will be ready shortly after you and Jameson depart with Hank.
Good. We will notify you when it's safe to bring Sam back with you. Ah, here comes Kelly and Kate. Well, you are both packed and ready for transport?
Luckily, we packed light. This has been an interesting first case for me since my accident.
And the first case, period, for me. So, it'll be us, Lenora, and Sam on the second step?
Yes, you will leave once we have Hank secured and out of sight.
Here comes our other passenger now.
Is he carrying a doggy bag?
I'm afraid so. I hope we don't have to listen to him eat on the way back.
Hey, did I hear you say we were going to be eating on the way back?
No, Sam. We were hoping that we wouldn't have to hear you eat on the way back. That's all.
Oh, you won't. I'll be eating this before we depart. So, did everything go well?
Yes, I believe so. We captured everyone and found enough snacks to keep your two stomachs occupied.
Here comes Garrett and Scarlet back.
That was rather a convincing arrest you made for Hank's benefit.
You should have seen Detective Jocko and Leonard's performance. They were awesome.
I personally think Leonard went a little over the top. But at least Louis seemed convinced.
Do you think Hank bought it?
I'll have a pretty good idea when we get back. Scarlet, we got off to a rather rocky start. But we could not have done this without you.
I hope you can understand my position. For years, I couldn't get anyone to help me. And now, justice will be dealt. I couldn't be happier.
Simon, I wish both of you the best of luck in your future. And if you ever have a chance to visit Houston again, call me.
I certainly will. Now, if you will excuse me, Jameson and I have a delivery to make. Tracy, best of luck to you.
You too, Simon.
So, Captain Richards, what awaits you now that this is all over?
Hopefully, we can get back to more of a routine. Have you heard anything about your future?
Kelly and I were both being evaluated on this mission, so I'm not sure what's in store for us.
Oh, come on, Kate. You know you'll be fully reinstated. It's me who has to worry. I jumped from being a paralegal to an IDF field agent in one fell swoop.
From what I understand, I don't think either of you have to worry. And that goes for you too, Lenora.
I'm just getting started. I didn't do much on this mission but sit back and watch.
I'm thinking with Kelly's paralegal experience, Kate's field experience, and Lenora's real life experience, you three would be the perfect trio to take on my case.
I was happy to get the ball rolling on that for you, Scarlet. But I believe the military courts have taken that case over.
Your attention, please. Now the Horton on Pay 3, the St. Martin's Tip, Pay 3.
Well, there they go. You guys are next. I'm going to leave you in Mr. Gregory's capable hands. Scarlet, let's head back to the precinct and see what we need to do to send you on your way.
Hey, Scarlet, if they hold up one of those flashlight thingies, don't look.
Separating thrusters.
You are clear of the Mercury.
Firing clearance thrusters. Thank you, Mercury. All right, gentlemen, we are clear for re-entry.
I'm glad you were able to arrange for a resupply ship. I think taking the Mercury to the surface would be a logistical nightmare.
It is a bit of a headache, but my main concern was having everyone scatter once we landed. I have a feeling Scully's would be a busy place.
Yeah, even though you have a well-stocked bar on the Mercury, there's just something about a bar full of thirsty patrons that attracts some people. Were you able to set something up for Tam to check on her ship?
Yeah, she has a video call scheduled in a few hours. It hasn't been long enough for them to do much. I think she just wants assurances that something's being done.
Do you have any idea what the controller might have in store for you?
No, I'm sure all he wants is a detailed debriefing of our little adventure. Hopefully he'll clear me to go back home. I was right in the middle of a big case when I left.
What kind was it?
A couple of Hongans were bringing in computer hackers to two of our major cities. They plan on attacking our infrastructure. I'm hoping that by now my team has wrapped things up.
Are you sure you don't want to stay and chase Jomax's ship around the galaxy?
Well, as much fun as that sounds, I think I'll go back to good old boring Earth.
I suppose there's something to be said for the quiet life. I think after this last bounty, I might be persuaded to take a short vacation.
Any particular place in mind?
Well, I was thinking about this small moon in the Lexar system. There's a nice, quiet little...
What was that?
Voldemar, CRS-7000, declaring an emergency. We've been hit by something.
Lieutenant, do you have a visual on what hit us?
It's passing our bow. It don't make no sense. It looks like an old Rage fighter.
Could it be that the fighter which attacked the Mercury passed through the portal is now attacking the shuttle bat? Will someone come to the rescue? What will now happen to the Queens and Houston Task Force members now that their mission is over? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Onward or Downward.